Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, young savvy man, huh? Yeah, I'm in this motherfucker with my motherfucking queen.
You better know that.
Yeah, bomb, let me
bring up. Track it up, player, and you know we don't stop. Niggas mad cause we hot, and they know that they ain't hot. Swag up, player, and you know we don't stop. Niggas mad cause we hot, and they know that they not. Swag up, player, and you know we don't stop. Niggas mad cause we hot, they know that they not. Swag up, player, and you know we don't stop. Niggas mad cause we hot, and they know that they not. It don't matter what I do, man, I'm stupid swagging. Swag when I'm eating, swag when I'm rapping. Swag when I'm sleeping, swag when I'm macking. Swag for no reason, swag for attraction. Swag every season, swag with a passion. Swag, swagged up, swagged out, swag when I'm stacking. Swagging on you haters, swag with the players. Swag on you hoes, swag for the paper. Swagger, 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 jacker, you can't jack this swagging. Swagging when I'm active and I swag when I relax. Swag so super, swag too stupid. Swag so on that I just can't lose it. Swag up, player, and you know we don't stop. Niggas mad cause we hot and they know that they not. Swag up, player, and you know we don't stop. Niggas mad cause we hot and they know that they not. Swag up, player, and you know we don't stop. Niggas mad cause we hot, they know that they not. Swag up, player, and you know we don't stop. Niggas mad cause we hot, and they know that they not.
Yeah, let you sleep, I should fuck you with the burner. Her kids looking at me like Miss Bomb, please don't hurt her. I kick a kid ass, Bernie Mac my past. Rest in peace, my bro, man, that shit hurts, so I am a klepto, I'll fill the metro, L-A-S-D-R-9-C-A reject, from now on that's how you drive, I got my respect, from now on that's how you drive, I got my respect, hell no, I ain't glad, my nigga said it's good, so all the bad bitches have to get about his hood.
I ain't glad my nigga said it's good so all them bad bitches have to get about his hood. Swag up, player, and you know we don't stop. Niggas mad cause we hot, and they know that they not.
Swagged up, turned up, any track I touch get burnt up. Fuck with me, you get smirked up. I'm killing hoes, they tagged up. You starving, nigga, get your weight up. My swag is shining, Mark Jacob. They hating on me, they flaking on me, but I'm eating anyway, such a plate up on me. Niggas can't beat me, bitches can't see me. I'm super fly, South Central, straight breezy. Niggas take it easy, you hate it, straight kill me. Yeah, yeah, yeah. You niggas straight kill me. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Check my swag from head to toe. Check my bars, got crazy flow. Check my stats, they're better than yours. Check my thick thighs, thick. Check my thick thighs, yeah. Check my thick thighs, yeah. Thick to the motherfucker.
What's good? Happy Friday to all the listeners out there. That's out there. You know what I'm saying? I got my girl YBE in the building. You know what I'm saying? We got Spiritual right out of none other than Dallas. Dallas finest in the building. Female MC.
Big D-Town.
You know what I'm saying? We doing it like that. Say hello, chick.
Hey, first of all, I got to say, happy MF birthday to L.A. Drina. Drina represent for BangOutRadio.com and the whole West Coast and the whole FemC clique. You dig what I'm saying?
Yeah, that was with it. I thank you so much for that, man. That means a lot to me. We got the Switch Boys going off the ringers right now. You know what I'm saying? They already know what it is, you know. I want everybody to give a warm welcome to, you know what I'm saying, my sis right here, you know what I'm saying, YBE, you know what I'm saying, straight up out of Inglewood, California, you know, she's going to be the special co-host of the day, You know what I'm saying? And we're gonna let her have the floor real quick.
Hey, as far as the floor, I just want to say thank you for having me today. I appreciate you. I got much respect and much love to the female MCs that's grinding in hip-hop, whether they're from the West Coast, whether they're from the South, whether it's the East Coast, regardless. We all putting it down and doing our best to try to make a dent in this game, you know?
Yeah, that's what's
up. So I just want to give a shout-out to Lyrical, which is cracking, and every fan, everybody that supported us, you know, coming to the shows, buying our CDs, and just giving us encouragement.
Man, that's what's up right there. So, Lyrical, you definitely in the
building. What's up?
Yeah, I mean, so can you give us an introduction of who you are, where you coming from, and what's good with Lyrical?
All right, that's good. I just want to let everybody know my name is Lyrical. I'm straight out of Dallas, Texas. I am a female MC. I am bad on the mic. Music is my passion. That's what I love to do. What I'm working on right now, I'm working on my first EP that's getting ready to be released pretty soon with my first single, Never Be. I mean, pretty much rapping is just what I do. I love my music. I write poetry. You know what I'm saying? It's a passion for me. It's something that I love to do, so that's why I give it my all.
Well, that was so well put. You know, how did you come up with the name Lyrical?
Actually, you know, I had started rapping with, you know, my homeboy Lil Kane. I started rapping with him when I was even younger. You know, I'm only 22, but even when I was younger, I started rapping, and I would always use my real name, and everybody was like, man, you need a rap name, you need a rap name. And I'm like, man, I don't know about them nicknames. I ain't got nothing to describe me. And so I thought about it, you know what I'm saying? I thought about the words that I use when I rap, the stuff I write, you know, with my poetry, and I just thought to myself, the only way to describe my music is lyrical. It's very lyrical to me, and that's why I came up with that name, because that name speaks for itself, and it's not a lot of explaining that has to be done when somebody has the name Lyrical.
Yeah, that's what's up. We got a lot of callers that's calling in right now, so we're going to go into some callers, you know, and we're going to get back to some questions from YBE, none other than.
Yeah.
We got caller 2426, you're live on Bang Out Radio.
What's happening, like?
What's good?
Who
are we speaking to?
This is Young Yak the Ripper, like fully loaded in this motherfucker, you know what I'm saying? Gotta give a shout out to LA Dreamer, you know. Happy birthday. It's going down on the 14th, you know what I'm saying? We're gonna tear that motherfucking roof off the place, you feel me? And get it in with this real music, like.
That's what's up with it. Welcome to the show. The Coast to Coast CMC Movement Show is now in effect. We got the supporters of both male MCs and the female MCs out there, you know, and that's what's good with it, you know. We're going to talk about that, you know, more on the show. I want to give everybody that's out there listening the topic of discussion today, or should I let YB go ahead? Give them the topic of discussion.
I know that we're going to be discussing how to keep your business tight, your team tight, your click tight, your situation together while you're building and creating something that some people call an empire, some people call a way of living, some people call a hobby. I call it hip-hop, you know?
That's what's up, you know? So that's what we're talking about today on Bang Out Radio, Coast to Coast MC Movement Show. We really going to be discussing this, all the aspects of becoming or being a part of a camp or being on a roster or, you know, just strengthening your camp. We want to know what y'all opinions are and the struggles that y'all go through, you know, within your camp, you know, and how can we do things, you know, and be strategic with, you know, strengthening our camp, you know, to make us move like a strong unit, a full force unit, you know. So we're going to take the next caller right here. Caller 6493, you're live on Bang Out Radio.
Yeah, what's up? You already know what it is, man. Swagger Movies in the building. Infamous Ace, what's good?
What's up with it, Ace? Say hello.
You already know how. You know how to come and say what's up to my girl. Happy birthday. You know I can't sing, so I ain't going to try to sing it, you know.
That's what's up with it. You could have used a little bit of auto-tune, but it's all good.
Hey, no T-Pain over here, you know. Just like, I mean, Man, just, no problem to the dudes out there skinny jeans, but no skinny jeans for me either. You know?
Well,
but all power to you, y'all, you know? But yeah, I'm over here in our little studio. I'm over with Miss Latasia and Staddy, you know, working on some bomb ass projects and getting ready for that thing with you on the 14th, you know?
Oh, yeah, I gotta let everybody know. What we're talking about with this whole Leo bash, you know, that's coming up on August 14th, I'm telling you, it's going to be an all-star lineup of indie artists, you know, not to mention a special guest performance from none other than West Coast Wanted's Badass going to be in the building performing live.
Yeah.
You know, Star Mob Records working with Involve Records to bring about one of the biggest indie artist showcases of the summer. So if y'all in town, you know, come out and check it out, you know, see what's good. I already know, you know what I'm saying, YV, you know what I'm saying, you already on the list, you feel me? We got
from Inglewood to Hollywood.
Yes, you know what I'm saying, we got Treasure going to be in the building. You know, she haven't made it official, but she told me this morning that she might be performing at this event too, so we want to come out and support Treasure, you know, confidence in this female MC. You know what I'm saying, we're going to have a lot of just different MCs is going to be rocking the mic. If y'all familiar with The Real Fiasco, you know what I'm saying, come out, watch him perform, you know. Then, you know, of course, Brittany Spitfire Ross is going to be in the building. You know, I mean, it's going to be just a host of other MCs is going to come out and tear it up, you know what I'm saying, and plus we're going to get it turned up, you know. So I just wanted to throw that out there, and if you interested, you know, inbox us on Facebook, let us know what the deal is, you know. It's going down, though, you know. We have another caller right here, too, you know. I mean, the switchboard is just off the hook right now. You know, I see a lot of supporters out there that supporting my girl right here, you know what I'm saying, Lyrical. You know, I see the 336 in the building, 305 in the building, 702 in the building, 323 and definitely in the building. You know what I'm saying? That's what it is. You know, 310 in the building. That's what we're doing right here on Bang Out Radio. You know, so I appreciate all the support. We appreciate that. You know, so when y'all call in, when y'all press 1, make sure you speak to the special guest, you know, and the co-host, you know, let them know what's good, you know. And then we got a lyrical track, you feel me?
Hello?
That's right.
Yeah.
Yeah, I wanted to say a lyrical, you know what I'm saying? You didn't, hearing your music and everything, but we don't have no way to reach you. How will we be able to reach you?
Everybody can reach me. I'm going to give out a few things. You can reach me, of course, on Facebook. You can go to www.facebook.com/lyricalmusic1. If you want to get on some collabs, you want some shows, anything you need, you can catch me at lyricalmusicnow@yahoo.com. That's my direct email, so you can reach me there if you need to. You can also follow me on Twitter, @lyrical_music. Anywhere you can catch me, but like I said, that's my direct email, lyricalmusicnow@yahoo.com. Just hit me up.
Okay, and another question is, are you signed to any labels?
I'm sorry?
Are you signed to any labels?
Yes, I am at the moment, yes. Okay. I do want to let everybody know that I am a full representative of Miss Salon Records.
Is there such thing as a half representative?
I cannot hear anything.
I'm asking a question. I'll say stuff that's silly, so just be prepared for why we even say stuff that's silly. You said you're representative, so I'm trying to figure out, like, is there a difference between a full representative and a non-full representative?
Oh, yeah, it's definitely a difference. It's a difference because I feel like for you to be a full representative, that means you're going to go out your way to do everything you can for your entire camp, for everybody.
Yeah.
It's not just for yourself. If you're non-full, that means, you know what I'm saying, you all about you. And that's not me. I'm all about everybody succeeding, everybody making a movement.
I love that. That's beautiful. That's a huge ingredient in bringing that to your camp. You know what I'm saying? As opposed to some people talking about holding their own careers and just manipulating people and misleading them so that they can move somebody else out of the way, which they feel is their competition, and put themselves in the forefront, you know, and everybody it basically fosters distrust, mistrust, and then the camp starts falling apart, you know?
Yeah. That's real.
So you're on the right page.
You know, we got this caller right here, caller 5062. You're live on Bangout Radio. What's the deal?
What's good? I want to give a shout out to the L.A. Dreamer and Lyrical. Have a D-Day. L.A. Dreamer.
That's what's up. That's what's up. Say what's up to YBD. He's definitely in the building. Watch him. I'm going to go out here some of the music that he's ready. They got it going on, you know what I'm saying? So, that, I mean, I want y'all to hear, you know, some of the music that they got. You know, our topic of discussion today is building a strength mechanism within your camp. You know, I just want to speak on that for a minute. Basically, you know, I'm a part of a camp called Star Mob Records, you know, and basically, you know, there's all different types of positions that everybody in your camp plays, you know. And, you know, everybody in the camp, you know, they sometimes it's a competitive nature, sometimes a loving nature, and sometimes a supportive nature. Sometimes people don't even know their place in their camp. Some people want to be the alpha male or female, or they want to be the leader, or they want to be this and that. But, you know, everybody plays an important role in their camp, and that's what builds a strong team. If you know your position in your camp, whatever you're talented at, do it. Just specialize in it, you know, and just try to build your team as a whole. But I believe that all camps and squads, they need structure to them. Because if you don't have that, then how can it grow and manifest and see something successful, you know? So,
exactly.
Anybody feel free to elaborate on that. We have a caller calling in, caller 1300, you're live on Bangout Radio. 305 in the building. What's good, 1300? You're live on Bangout Radio.
Whatever you want to talk about, you can get out of
I'm sorry, can you give us, we barely can hear you. Can you give us a call back? Like, hang up and call right back, you know, and we're about to get into some music right now. Call back in, you know, because it kind of sounded distorted, you know. But we're about to get it live right here on Bangout Radio. It's Friday, you know what I'm saying? We're about to get it turned up. Y'all about to have fun. You know, the Leos on all this weekend. All the Leo bashes is happening. You know what I'm saying? Y'all got to get it twisted for me. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Popping bottles out there. You know, we're about to hit y'all off with one of the first Lyrical tracks. Lyrical, can you tell us what inspired you to do this track called Mission?
That's one of my favorite tracks. What actually inspired me for that song, I was actually sitting in the car one day, you know, and I was banging some instrumentals from Philadelphia Free, and I was just sitting there listening and, you know, start freestyling. Next thing I knew, I started writing a song, you know, and I feel like my whole statement with the song Mission is that I'm determined to make it. I got so much that I'm trying to do, and I'm not going to let nothing or nobody get in my way to keep me from doing it. And so whenever I'm in that mode, I just listen to that song, realize I got to get back on track because I'm on a mission. I got to succeed.
All right, that's what's up. We're about to hit y'all with Mission right here on Coast to Coast CMC Movie right here on Bangout Radio. Y'all press that one when you ready to go live and let your girl know what you think about this track right here.
All right.
I'm on
Yeah, that was your girl, Lyrical, straight out of Dallas, Texas. That's what's up with it, you know.
All right.
Yeah. So how do y'all like that track right there? You know, what's up
thank
with
you,
it?
Thank you, thank
you. Going hard on that shit.
I'm on a mission. That's something I could ride to. I could ride to that, definitely.
All right.
I want to know what this caller right here thinks. 1300, you're live on Bengal Radio. Call it 1300, 305 in the building. Maybe they just listen when they call in. But, I mean, you know, to get back to the topic of discussion, YBE, I want to know, you know, what's your opinion, you know, about, you know, the whole topic of discussion today about, you know, strengthening the camp. How do you feel that, you know, we as a community, in the artist community, how do you feel that we could strengthen the camp?
You know what I think it is more than anything, from what I see on a personal level, is people that have half-ass commitment. And the reason that I say it's half-ass is because it takes 100% dedication. It doesn't take 55, 75, 85, 95. And some people, they have talent, but talent is just one component, right? So the characteristics that Lyrical mentions about her determination is one of the primary characteristics, just like courage is, just like discipline is. You know, sometimes we rather just kick back than do some shit we don't want to do, but that's where sacrifice has to come in. You know, so if people aren't willing to do certain things like show up on time, where, say, for example, you have a hype man and he's supposed to be on stage with you at 10, and he comes showing up at 10:30, your set is over. That's some half-assed commitment, and that made you look bad, and therefore he just weakened your whole clique, your whole camp, your whole post, your whole program, you know? Like that real 100%. Your whole heart and your whole passion is on making it crap no matter what, without using excuses like, well, you know, I don't know, whatever they say. You know, my homie held me up, or I couldn't leave on time because my baby mama or my baby daddy or whatever, you know?
Yeah. So just what about you, Erica? What do you feel about that? How do you feel about that?
I really appreciate that comment because it is true. If you don't put all you can into it, you're not going to get all you can out of it. So, I mean, it's kind of like even with that example as far as, you know what I'm saying, the other component, somebody showing up late, it does have an effect. And one of the major reasons why it has an effect on so many people is because they lose out on another component. You always, always need to be prepared whatever, anything that happens, because not only is that person going to affect you from people being half-assed, it's going to affect you. If you're not prepared on how to deal with that for the rest of you, it's really going to take you down. It's been, I mean, I know a lot of my camp would always tell me, you know, they'd always make fun of me because for a long time when I first started doing shows, every show I went to, I had a technical difficulty with the mic, every show. My very first show, my mic stopped working. And you know what they told me, though, when we left and we, you know what I'm saying, we clicked back up together, everybody told me that the best part of that show was that when that mic stopped working, I did. You keep it going. You keep it moving. It didn't affect nothing. I threw the mic down. It's like, hey, forget it. You know what I'm saying? And the crowd loved it. So it's always like you always got to have a plan B, have a backup plan. Everybody needs to bring their part. And don't be half-assed about it. Bring it together. Everybody work together, and it'll work.
That's what's up. So how do you keep yourself strong within your camp? Is your camp male-dominated, or is it a balance between females and male MCs, or what?
I wouldn't really say male-dominated. It's definitely more of a male frequency. I am the only female. I probably am one of the strong-hearted, you know, I speak my mind about a lot of things. I have a natural determinant about me. And to me, I feel like the only way to keep yourself strong, you have to feed off of each other. And so that's where it comes in. You got to feed off of each other's strong points and each other's weak points. And one of the best ways to do that is to always be honest. That's the way I feel. Because when you have a group of people that you are working with and you're honest with each other, everything that needs to get done and said will get done and said. If I'm doing something that don't sound right, I want you to tell me it don't sound right. I don't want you to be there to pick me up when it flopped, when you could have prevented it from the beginning. Hey. So I feel like everybody needs to pull off each other and be honest and bring everything you can to the table, and that's how you keep a strong connection.
Yeah.
So
that right there, it makes a lot of sense, you know, what you're saying, you know, and I feel like, you know, it really does take a lot of balance and character, basically, you know, to be a part of industry, you know, and be a part of a camp. I feel like you do have to brand yourself and make a name for yourself at all. You know, I don't know how a lot of people feel about that, you know, a person within a camp, you know, separating themselves from everybody in the group and making a name for themselves, but not necessarily separating themselves, but, you know, trying to create their own individuality within that camp. You know, do you see that a lot of people struggle with that, you know, in the camp, in their different arenas of groups and stuff like that, you know? How do y'all feel about that?
Well, really, I don't think it's a problem, because that's actually exactly what goes on within this camp. Everybody has their own individuality, their own personality. You know, like I said, with me and Kane, we've been working together for so long, but we're not necessarily a group. You know, everybody works together, but everybody has their own thing going. I have my own, you know, album I'm working on. He has his own album he's working on, as well as, you know, Hulk and some other artists as well. So it's always best to bring in that individuality, because that's what makes it special. You have to have that. You have to have a variety to please a variety of audiences. So it's really the best for you to have, you know, that ability inside a camp for everyone to have their own individual style and you know, be able to have their own voice, so to speak. But what you do is you just bring it all together to display everybody's, and that's how you keep it strong, because you're all affiliated with each other. But yeah, you're all powerhouses on your own.
Yeah. So let's talk about your album. You know, what projects are you working on right now?
Right now, I did just get through just finishing up on my EP, which is what I'm going to release first. A few of my songs, pretty much introducing me to the world, everything like that. I just finished up on that. Right now, I'm going to be working on my first album. Which is what I'm starting on right now. Actually, in about 2 weeks or so, I'm gonna be headed to New York for the Blaze of Stage. The Blaze of Stage, I do everything in the performance, and Lil Kane will be performing as well for the Blaze of Stage in New York. So we'll be heading out in about 2 weeks for that project. We also got Triple D Day, which will be coming up after that. Basically, we're just gonna Triple D Appreciation. We're just gonna show all appreciation for everybody that supports us. As artists from Dallas, trying to make it, we want to show appreciation for everyone, kind of have a concert, you know, some free food, things like that. We just got a lot of events coming up, a lot of things that we're doing, a lot of fundraisers that we're doing. We've got a car wash Saturday that we're doing, you know, for the community, just to let everybody know that we're still for our community. We appreciate their support and how everyone helps us to make this movement happen.
Yeah, that's what's up.
What does D stand for? Can you hear me?
I'm sorry.
What does Triple D stand for?
Triple D, that's a Dirty, Dirty Dallas.
Dirty Dallas.
That's one of Dallas's many, many nicknames, Triple D. Did you ever hear anybody say they stayed up after Triple D, they talking about Dallas?
Hey, that's what I'm going with it. So tell me, you got your EP coming out, you know, what's the name of it?
Well, this first EP, I went through a variety of different names. Oh, I want to name it this, I want to name it that, I want to name it this and that. And because of the introduction and I want people to really get to know me, I am going to go ahead and self-title it. Because, you know, that's for a way for everyone to get to know my name, to know who I am, what I stand for, and to describe my music so that they can understand. And so I feel like in order to tell a story, you got to start with the intro. And so for me to properly introduce myself to the world, I feel like it's best to go ahead and self-title that EP Lyrical so they can get to know me.
Yeah, that's what's up. So tell me, what's the music scene, the hip-hop scene in Dallas for the female MC?
Well, I mean, to be honest, it's not really too known as far as female MCs from Dallas. Pretty much, a lot of people have a lot of stereotypes about Dallas artists, mainly because a lot of the music they hear on radio from Dallas is always dance, you know, dancing songs, which is not to knock anybody's style. You know, if that's the type of music they do and it gets the people to enjoy it, that's what they do and that's all good. But a lot of people have yet to hear the lyricists that are in Dallas, the many, many people in Dallas that have a lot of talent in that area. And so I feel like for me it's kind of like a revolution because you don't hear the female voice from Dallas. I mean, just to be honest, right now there is no female voice from Dallas that is out there so far that everyone can, you know, can see and make that judgment. So that's why I'm going so hard and trying to do all I can so that I can be the one to implement that. I want to be the person that comes out. I don't want them to hear my song on the radio and say, oh, yeah, she's from Dallas, you know what I'm saying, because they're used to that type of music. I want somebody to hear my song and be like, man, who is that? Where's she from? You know, to give us a more positive reputation, and then that way open the door for a lot of other Dallas artists, female in particular.
Yeah. So who's your favorite MCs from Dallas? And then just in general speaking, but what about from Dallas? Who's your favorite MC? Or from Texas?
Out of Texas, I could say. I mean, I got a lot of favorites out of Texas, period. I want to give up, rest in peace to Pimp C. I want to give it up to you, UGK. They are my favorite. I mean, out of Texas, period.
Hey,
Pimp C, man, that's my favorite. Right. I do want to give it up to him. You know, him, Bun B, you know, you got Hawk, you know, rest in peace. You got Fat Pat, rest in peace. All of those, you know, pretty much, you know, Houston holds it down. So I do want to show much love to Houston because they show love to me too. Now, as far as out of Dallas, I grew up with a lot of the ones, the rappers you're hearing now, Darole, you know, Kane. We all went to school together, you know, things like that. But I would say out of Dallas, the ones that I respect the most would probably be Pookie and Lucci. I want to give it up to Cottonmouth out of Dallas. He actually featured on one of my songs, one of my latest songs that I just did. So I do want to give much respect to some of the, you know, the originals out of Dallas that are making real music for people to enjoy that are known. So I did want to give much respect to that.
Oh, yeah, that's what's up.
My favorite.
Oh, if you have to say any artist inspired your rapping style, who would it be?
As far as, let's say, I'm just going to put it on the main line. My favorite female rapper, period, is Trina. And I'm going to tell you why.
Yeah, go ahead.
I have so many different favorites. I mean, I have Lauryn Hill, which is one, I mean,
yeah.
I would say the best female lyrically artist of all time. But I do have my other favorites, Foxy Graham, you know, Kim and Missy. But I would say Trina is my favorite because of the simple fact I do like her style because Trina has a very confident, no nonsense, I could care less what you think I'm going to do me regardless style, and it's consistent. She never changes for anyone, and that's why she's my favorite. That's what I like about her. And I feel like she has inspired my music because I do have the same attitude. I'm one of those people, you know, people call it cocky, call it confident, whatever, but I'm one of those people. I believe in myself, and I'm not going to change nothing unless I want to. And so I feel like that inspired me a lot.
it's like you're more in tune to her persona and her attitude than necessarily her lyrics, because the lyricist
exactly
wouldn't pick Trina. But a person who's a businesswoman or an entrepreneur, you know, who knows mm-hmm. about real estate and knows how to work deals, you would think that that's a role model, which she is, because she's a role model to
me. Yeah, of course. And, I mean, I love her music. You know, of course, you know I know every song. I love her music. I really think she is talented lyrically. But as far as my favorite lyricist, I would give that to Lauryn Hill. I would have to give it to Lauryn Hill.
You
got to
give it up. Because she sings on top of it. I mean, that's
the
double threat.
She's going to be at the Rock the Bells in L.A. She's going to be on the Rock the Bells tour with Nas, my favorite MC.
I really
that. Yeah, that's
already.
I'm in all of them, you know. That's what's so
you know what the
we got a caller calling in, you guys. We got a caller calling in, 9234. You're live on Bengal Radio.
Hey, what it is, L.A. Drina. This your girl, Evil T, live on the scene from that rugged east side of Los Angeles. Shout out to I forgot her name, but Dallas is in the building. I love everything got to do with Texas because that's where our family is from, too. So big shout-outs from Los Angeles to Dallas, you feel what I'm saying? L.A. Drina, I want to tell you, I know tomorrow your birthday, and I just wanted to let you know that I love you, and I have something special in store for you when you make it down to that old rugged-ass Los Angeles, California.
Oh, yeah, that's okay. Make sure you know, you be on the scene at the Leo Bash, you know. It's going
oh, yeah,
down.
For sure. My breath. I'm going to have the shortest, sexiest shirts on in the building.
Yeah, I mean, this girl, Evil T, she the first chick that ever got my name tatted on her body, so, you know.
Yeah,
I feel special. Yeah,
yeah,
but we got YV in the building. You know what I'm saying? I mean, I want everybody to know, you know, I'm hanging out with the comrades, you know, the female hip-hop music from coast to coast with it. You know, this show right here is really all about giving the ladies a platform, all the female MCs out there, a major platform that they can step on and network and market their music and stuff.
That's
so we want to try to support, in, you know, the female MCs in hip-hop. You know, we repping Dallas. We from L.A., over here, but we repping you chicks out there in Texas. We repping you chicks out there in the ATL.
I don't know as well.
You know what I'm saying? In the Midwest, in the East Coast, up in France, Australia, London. I know we got listeners all over nationwide.
Triple
D. International.
Triple D is going to have these niggas in prison. Why come on the fucking phone by their name, Triple D's?
Yeah.
All these niggas, bro. You're going to have to beat these niggas off you when you come to Cali.
Look.
Shit, don't be saying your name Triple D's because these niggas out here in Cali is sexual. And we already know you motherfuckers from Texas got big old butts. So, hey, just be prepared, girl. Get your gun when you come out here talking about your name Triple D. You even got me excited, and I ain't even a nigga talking about your name Triple D's. What you look like?
Anytime y'all hear that, y'all know they from Dallas.
Man.
Yeah.
Hey,
yeah,
I thought Beyonce was from Dallas, though.
Beyonce is. I believe she is. Beyonce is from Dallas.
Oh, yeah, she is. She let that shit be known, too. She let that shit be known.
We got another caller calling in. Caller 5873, you're live on Bengal Radio. What it is, 5783, you're live on Bengal Radio. Press 1 when you're ready to go live. Caller 9981, you're live on Bengal Radio.
Hey, baby. Bengal Radio.
You have to say it like this. Bengal Radio.
Hey, Drina, you're the only one to do it. You're the only one to do it, Drina.
Oh, I'm trying to teach everybody how to say it like that.
Damn, they got radio.
Yeah.
So how everybody's doing?
Blessed.
That's what it's up. It's actually raining here. It's actually raining here in Vegas, you guys. It's for a little bit.
Oh,
it's
wow.
about to stop in a minute.
It's burning,
yeah.
but it's still hot.
Man,
yeah,
that
is
hot.
Here in Texas.
I mean,
we got
everybody here, you know what I'm saying? It's your girl Topaz Lachey in the building, you know what I'm saying? Everybody know, you know what I'm saying, what it is. Y'all listening to the show, you know what I'm saying? I want y'all to give some opinions on the music that we playing today, you know what I'm saying, on the show. Plus comment on, you know, the major topic of discussion today, you know what I'm saying? If you're just now tuning into the show, we got YB in the building as a special co-host. And we got none other than Dallas Finest Lyrical in the building. You know what I mean?
Hey. Oh, Lyrical. Okay.
Yes,
hey.
Lyrical. You know, and I mean, yeah. when you got a name like that, you got to really rep it like that. You know what I'm saying? And she is doing a great job at it. You know, she's doing a great
exactly.
job at it.
Thank you. I just want to let everybody know, as far as the callers calling in, any feedback is greatly appreciated. I'm not a person that takes criticism bad. So, any criticism, any feedback, good or even what others may consider bad is very welcome because I don't take anything the wrong way. I take it all, learn from it, and make it better.
Can I interject real quick because I don't have a lot of time. I have to go soon. This is YVE. Is that cool?
Yes.
I wanted to just basically tell a little bit about myself and incorporate it into our conversation. I started interning in television production and also at record companies like Interscope and Deaf American. That was founded by Rick Rubin, who helped to create Def Jam. I also created a couple of rap albums, put out two CDs, put out some videos, did multiple shows. And through all of that hustling, what I found personally is that there's a big issue. Me has been a lack of trust with the people that I'm dealing with. And I know the music industry has a reputation for being shady. You know, my goal is really to give people an opportunity to hear good music that they don't know about and to help us to become more committed so that we can get what's out there for us and really believe in ourselves enough to do what needs to be done, you know?
That's right.
My music, YVE, I created a record company called LA Soul Records. You can get my music off of iTunes, off Amazon.com. The first album is called Ebonics. The second one is Dramatized. And it's real heat. It's not no bullshit. It's some of the tightest lyrics you've ever heard, some of the tightest beats you've ever heard. And it's not, I'm not saying that because I want to toot my horn, but I'm being 100, you know? I'm being 100% real. So I just want everybody to just do your very best so that other people can rely on you. And as a team, we can make it work. There's no weak links in the chain. And we all eating. You know what I'm saying?
That's real. Yeah.
I'm going to be in the audience on Jerry Springer next month making a big amount of noise, so I just want to give a shout out to Jerry, you know. Oh yeah, yeah, that's what's up. Give a shout out to Jerry and make sure, I mean, dang, throwing no chairs in the audience. No, yeah, that's what's up. Y'all just had it, it's crazy, but I love Ellie Gina, you know what I mean. I love what you're doing, and everybody that participates, you know, whether it's Evil T, Lyrical, the various female MCs, you know, the ones that I'm most familiar with are like Medusa and The System, and, you know, I work with a lot of men too, producers and MCs, but for the women, I have a lot of respect because we don't get as much encouragement. You can go to a workshop like Project Blow, and they'll boo a female off the stage much quicker than they will a male. And we got the same exact talent. But it's almost like if they subconsciously want to undermine our own self-confidence, you know?
Yep. That's real, you know?
Well, I agree with that. Speaking on that's what motivates me a lot also as far as with my music and stuff because if somebody tell me I can't do something because I'm a female, I'm going to do it twice as better, you know? And that's what a lot of times makes me make my lyrics go harder, make my lyrics, you know, pound somebody because it's always a surprise. It's always a surprise, and I like it to be a pleasant one. And I think as women, that should motivate us alone, just not that we have anything to prove, but that we can go ahead and prove it, that, you know, we're not going nowhere. And it's not, you know, it's not as hard as people think it is.
Yeah.
It's like that they had to work twice as hard as white people just to get the same recognition. It's a similar scenario And it's not fair, but it's life, and life is not fair, but you do what you got to do to win, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's well,
I can truly say that the female MCs out there, you know, I've been watching from coast to coast with it. You know, every day I research a new female MC, and they be indie artists, they be just random chicks spitting on Facebook or YouTube or whatever. And I meet a lot of females in the game, you know. And I see that what I can see as a general statement, I could say that a lot of female MCs are bars up. In 2011, 2012, these female MCs are seven-day bars up. And a lot of the guys, on the other hand, I'm not going to sound all sexist or nothing, but they dumbing down their bars. You know, they want to be all glamorized and, you know, looked at in a glamorous, sexual way. When the female MC, they spitting, they coming hard. You got the little Barbie over on one end, too, but for the most part, all these hungry, lyrical females out there, you know, lyricists, they doing their thing, you know. And I really commend all the female artists that's listening to this show and everywhere, you know, that's doing their thing, that's on a hustle, making their money, showing other female MCs how to make money, like Miss Toy, you know what I'm saying? She's doing it like that. You know, SKG, she's doing it like that. Focus, she's doing it like that. You feel me? YVE, she's doing it like that. You know what I'm saying? I mean, I love it. You know?
Yeah.
You know? Lyrical. You're the truth. You know what I'm saying? That's what's up with it.
Love
you
it.
Know?
Thank you.
We got another caller. We're going to take another call right now. You know what I'm saying? And then we're going to, you know what I'm saying, let YVE, you know, ask some questions to Lyrical, you know what I'm saying? And then we're going to get into a lyrical track. We got some YB music. We got a host of other female MCs music right here in rotation on Bang Out Radio. So don't y'all go nowhere. We still getting it live today. Y'all got to help me celebrate Pop Bottles. You already know what it is, Bang Out Radio. Caller 5398, you're live on air, Bang Out Radio.
Hello?
Yes.
So how y'all doing, man? You got a West Coast nigga on here, man, from LA and shit, holding it down.
West Coast.
Yeah. Holding it down. How y'all doing, though? Hey, my boy gave me the number, man. My boy, Yak. My boy, you heard of him?
Yeah. Shout out to Yak. You know what I'm saying?
That's fully loaded.
What you got going on today? You know, we got the female MCs in the building. Do you have any to offer them, or you know what I'm saying? What you got to say? What's up with it, man?
I'm trying to hear some of the females rap. Trying to listen to them. You know what I'm saying? See what they got.
Okay. Well, say no more. We got a track right here, you know what I'm saying? We got YB in the building, you know what I'm saying? We got my girl Lyrical, you know what I'm saying? Straight out of Dallas, repping that Dallas, none other than
the B.
You know what I'm saying? The triple B. You know what I'm saying? So we're going to get into one of the tracks right here on Bang Out Radio.
Care of the realest female that you never get. Y'all fake. attention from me, got some trophy with it. You can't hold me when I throw balls, you get stitches. It's lyrical, don't get it twisted. Listen, and baby, hold up a minute. It's D-Town representing, and I'm the fly, fly in it. So prepare, and tell me where the rappers be where, cause lyrical is on the way, and y'all know we'll be there. You will never be, never, ever, ever be me. You will never be, never, ever, ever be me. You will never be, never be, never, ever be, never be, never, ever be, never, ever, ever be me. You will never be, never, ever, ever be me. You will never be, never, ever, ever be me. You will never be, never be, never, ever be, never be, never, ever be, never, ever, ever be. Yeah, you like my style, you wanna try it. I'm hoping you can suck my swagger. Don't fight it. You would say, go ahead. I go fast. I'm insane like a psycho with no man. To Jamaica with no dread. It's unlikely that you could spit my shit, but you welcome to recite me. Cause see that I'm icy. But I got a reason why you spitting them lyrics with no text. You had a season. So, you mad at me, hater, when it ain't my fault that I was born with this shit. I didn't have to be taught. And you be thinking of that I done already thought. My lyrics stick with a
that shit was hard like a motherfucker. That shit had my head knocking.
Never ever see me.
Appreciate it.
I hate that I had to get this the edited version because I like cussing my music, but
yeah,
I
mean, all the listeners out there, you know, if you would like to, you know what I'm saying, you could call in 661-621-7559. Call in, give a shout-out, you know, support the indie artists. Press that 1 if you want to go live and you got an opinion about the music. You know what I'm saying? I'm encouraging all my female MCs to call in, spit a hot 16. And my dude, if you want to spit one, you can, too, right on the show. You know.
Yeah. I got to practice. I got to get my practice on. I ain't no rapper though. I'm not no rapper though. I just here to support my nigga Yak though, you know.
Oh yeah, yeah. Call in. Make sure you call into the Tuesday show because it's going down. It's a live battle that's been happening between Chop Swag, you know, Loaded versus Black Forest. You know what I'm saying? Those two camps, you know, they've been getting it in. You know. So,
oh yeah.
They lyrical assassin. They said they told me it was body bag season. So, so I mean that's what it is. You know, on Tuesdays from 6 to 8 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. You know, so I mean we got the female MCs on air. Look, we got another caller calling in. Caller 8557. Stay online with us. 8557.
What's poppin'? This is boy Young Nose. Cliff Gang, putting love in the building. Shouts out to my girl, Adrina. I know you're going to do it big on your birthday, Ma. I wish you a happy birthday. Shouts out to Lyrical. You doing your thing,
hey.
Ma.
Thank you.
You know what I'm saying? I'm feeling the tracks. You doing your thing. Keep that shit up.
Thank you. Ain't no way I could hear my lady Yank shit. That's all.
Yeah, we got that. You know what I'm saying?
All right.
Fully loaded, though.
Yeah, it's all
loaded.
Fully loaded.
So okay, as y'all being male artists and y'all calling to the show, you know, you see some talented female MCs on the panel right now. You know, you listen to a talented group of female MCs on the panel. You know, what would you guys say, you know, that would be words of encouragement for them to keep moving forward with their careers? What would you have to
say? Keep it original.
Stay unique.
Always.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, always.
Keep your own style. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, keep your own style. Don't talk about somebody else.
As long as you stay unique, be yourself, carry yourself, your own swag, you know what I'm saying, then you'll go real far. Don't copy nobody else's shit.
Just keep it to yourself, though, you know?
And I really appreciate that because I am one of the ones I really believe in staying true to yourself. I don't like the
you know, the fake facades. A lot of the females today, you know, they're making this a product. You know what I'm saying? And I'm not trying to sell a product, you know what I'm saying? I'm trying to sell the music. So
yeah.
I really appreciate those comments, and I'm gonna keep it going, keep it real at all times.
That's what's up. That's what's up.
Yeah.
I would love to collab with her.
I'm always open for collabs. Anytime. I'm gonna do this one time. I'm gonna do this to everybody. Any collaborations that you want to do, you can hit me on my personal direct email at lyricalmusicnow@yahoo.com. You can also find me on Facebook, and that's Facebook.com/lyricalmusic1, which is the number, not the word. Also, shouting out to L.A. Drina, everybody that's listening right now, you know, I just want to give y'all a special thank you for having me on this show today. I'm really enjoying it. I'm appreciate everything that's going on. I want to give you an early happy birthday. I hope it's a wonderful one.
Happy birthday.
Distance ain't no problem. You send me an email, a track for collaboration, email it, I'll jump on it and email it back, and we got to go.
That's really good, you know, and we got YV, you know, YV, I know she had to jet out in a little bit, you know, but YV, I think she already left, but, you know. We getting it in right here on Bang Out Radio. All my female MCs, you know, call into the show, you know, show your support, show your love. And right now,
What's the internet? How you get on the internet and touch y'all?
You can check us out, www.bangoutradio.com.
Oh, Bangoutradio? Okay.
It has some hot links on there, you know what I'm saying? You can see clips of the whole host panel. We're on air Monday through Saturday. You know, you got the Grind Network. Then you got Pussy Tuesdays with L.A. Drina, Westfield Wednesdays with Marley B., Replay Thursdays with Topaz Lachey, and then we got Saturdays with Baby G and Erica Marie, you know what I'm saying? So it's going down.
Okay.
And add us to Facebook out there so y'all can, you know, stay up to date what we got going on. You know, the Bang Out Radio family, you know, we expanded, you know, and we moving forward, so you might catch us in your city near you, you know? We have a caller that's calling in at 2645. You're live on Bang Out Radio.
What up? It's your girl, Millie Grind, Clip Gang all day.
Hey, Millie, what's up with him?
Chilling.
I want to introduce you to Lyrical, you know what I'm saying, straight out of Dallas right now, you know.
You hot.
Thank you. I really appreciate that, especially coming from another female. You know, a lot of what we deal with, a lot of these days, all we can't make it is we hate on each other too much. We compete with each other too much instead of bringing each other together. So I really appreciate the support that you guys are giving right now. That's the only way we're going to make it.
Females do be hating on other females who come down to some funny type shit.
So what's up,
man?
You trying to spit a hot 15 right quick for us or what? Yeah, I'll spit some right quick. All right, I'll spit some. All right. Let's see. Real talk, I ain't feeling this shit. Back and forth claiming who the baddest bitch is this. Listen up, yo, I'm too talking. My barf gon' start sparking, and I'm a badass bitch, so I stay barking. Yeah. But I'll smack it up, though, for make you jumping hot, but I ain't talking jump rope, my squad here. Yeah, nigga, that's right. It's us, ho, and I ain't talking space, but I call it the cutthroat. The girl ride, I'm high, cause I got a space fly. They throw two fingers up when they see me ride by. I see you bitches nowadays trying to up your game. I step on your flame, make you bitches scream my name. I got a license to kill when I'm riding with the steel. They always hating on a bitch because I ride on big wheels. That's right, little mama, so watch where you stepping. No, I'm not from the hood, but I'm SL repping.
Hey. That's how we're doing it. That's what's up with it. Bang Out Radio. I mean, that's what it is. You know? See my MCs? Y'all got the bars up.
That's what's up, Millie. That's what's up, Millie.
Yeah. I got you, nigga.
Yeah, so, I mean, you gotta, you know, come back to the show, too. You know what I'm saying, Millie? You know what I'm saying? Do your thing with us, you know. I'm so glad that you're so supportive of the female MCs, you know, in the game. You know, that's what it's really all about. I really embraced that from day one with you. You know what I'm saying? That whole thing, you know. Anything you got going, you know, you should push it, you know. Try to come out to the legal bash and perform, you know, and get it in with it. So,
that was my favorite part.
And then, you know, indie artist showcase, you know. So if all the listeners out there, how can they get a hold of you?
I'm on Facebook, Millie Grind. That's it. I'm on Facebook, though. Everybody can look me up. Millie Money Making Grind.
That's what's up with it. Y'all heard it right here on Bang Out Radio. Expect L.A. Drina to be getting it in with Millie. You know what I'm saying? Millie Grind in the building. You know what I'm saying? I think I'm the luckiest female MC in the whole West Coast right about now. You know what I'm saying? Because I get a chance to interact with so many different female MCs out here. You know what I'm saying? And if you're a female MC, you should feel the same way, too, because it's millions of us, and we're saturating and overpopulating the underground world of hip-hop right now, and we got it on lock, man. But y'all ladies got to, you know, build a unit. Let's get this money. You know what I'm saying? Let's step
it up. Y'all need to get that whack bitch named Nicki Minaj out of here, though, because that bitch is whack as fuck.
What about you, Miracle?
What do you think about Nicki Minaj? I know people get tired of hearing her name.
What do you feel about Nicki Minaj?
I'm gonna put that on the radio station.
That
best speaking Minaj is
whack. I mean, look, I mean, I'm always keeping real with everybody. You know what I'm saying? For one, first off, I'm gonna say I'm not gonna knock a hustle, you know what I'm saying? You see that?
I mean, yeah,
you get a respect in that area. Am I a fan? No. I'm not, you know, I'm not knocking nobody. I'm not disliking nobody. Everybody got their own style. For me, I mean, it's not working for me just because it's one thing to be influenced by a lot of people, and it's another thing to just take something that ain't yours, you know. So
I feel you all that though, man. But at the same time, man, like, man, come on, man, Nicki Minaj though, she sound like she just, I don't know, like, why she gotta yell like that though, man?
I mean, because it's sex and sex sells.
I don't know what she's saying though.
I mean, it's a perfect example. Like I said, I'm not gonna knock the chick. She getting her paper. She, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
but I'm just on a real tip. That's an example of what I spoke of earlier, where, you know, they take someone and turn them into a product. I was watching a special with all the legendary MCs speaking. They actually spoke on Nicki Minaj, Missy Elliott, MC Light, everybody, all the, you know, Rod Digger, all the original female MCs. And they made
She got the nerve to diss Lil Kim, though, man. Like, why would you diss a legend, though? Lil Kim is a legend.
And they made a very good statement. What they said was that Lil Wayne's smart as hell. What they said was that they took a little bit of Eve with the kind of swagger. They took a little bit of Missy with the crazy shit. And they took a little bit of Kim with all the sexiness. And they put it in one and made it a product, and it's selling. And that's what's happening right now. I'm not a fan of a product. I'm a fan of real music and where it comes from the heart. So, I mean, I'm not, like I said,
I ain't no hater. I ain't gonna hate on the chick or whatever. But
I'm not
no
hater though. Either though, man. I'm just saying.
Yeah, I'm not a fan. I'm just gonna be honest.
Her music is not it though.
I really couldn't even tell a song from Nicki Minaj because I don't know any of her songs. So, you know what? And I feel the same way
that you feel. I'm gonna tell you about that in 1 second. We got a caller that's calling in. Caller 5277. You're live on Bang Out Radio.
What's happening?
That's
my nigga. No Love, another member for Fully Loaded right there. What's up, nigga?
Yeah, what's up, man? We on the radio station.
How's everybody doing up here today?
Yeah, we're doing
all
right. Girl, L.A. Drina, and I got my girl Lyrico from Dallas in the building.
Triple D in the building.
Repping that Triple D. That's what's up with it, though. So what's good with you, man?
Oh, shit, nothing. Just chilling, though, man. Just have to check this out, though. My boy was telling me about this radio station and shit, and I just have to check it out and shit. I see how it was.
Yeah. This is Bang Out Radio, Coast to Coast FemC Friday special. The FemC Takeover special on Bang Out Radio. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So we get it in on a Friday. We pay homage to all the great grinding hot commodities in the industry that's doing it. You know what I'm saying? And they communities, they getting it in, you know, and really just showcasing their skills, you know? That's what it is, you know? So we love the female MCs right here on the Friday show, Bang Out Radio, you know? And shout out to all the, you know, I want to give a shout out to everybody, too. Shout out to all the listeners from coast to coast, if y'all just now tuning in. But I see new people that's hitting the switchboard right now. And then shout out to all the female radio stations that play female music, you know what I'm saying, giving these ladies a platform to do their music. Shout out to Treasure. That's my nigga right there. Treasure and the TNT Project, Coach Bugatti. You know what I'm saying? Y'all doing it way big out there and constant with it. You feel me? Y'all playing nothing but female MC music, giving them a platform to rise to. You feel me? I love it. Shout out to my girl, Miss Law, out there in the Midwest. You know what I'm saying? Chi-Town in Missouri. She holding it down out there. Shout out to my girl, Dutch Rebel, out there in Boston, Massachusetts, that listens in to the show. Plus, she's a hot female MC that's out there doing it way big, advocating for the female MCs and spreading the word. You know what I'm saying? Spreading that good, hot music. You know what I'm saying? Now, back to the conversation. I just had to do that. You know what I'm saying? So, if y'all anywhere in y'all communities from coast to coast with it, always tune in to the female MCs as well. You know what I'm saying? As any indie artist, you know I support all indie artists, both male and female. But, you know, Friday is my day where I'm just focused on the ladies. You know what I'm saying? So, I appreciate y'all calling in, supporting, you know, the lady MCs, you know, that's out there doing their thing, you know, because they need that.
Yeah,
you know.
Yeah, I feel you on that one. The ladies need their support. You gotta give the support to the ladies, though. It's out there rapping.
Yeah, I love my lady rappers, though, man. Shit. My favorite female rapper was Lady Ray, though, man.
Yeah, Lady Ray.
If y'all tuning in, I'm about to hit y'all with this track right here, you know what I'm saying? I told my girl Lyrical. You know, I only got 2 tracks from your manager, you know what I'm saying? But I am destined to hear all the rest of your tracks, so I'm already on with her right now.
What's up?
Next,
what's up, my boy?
Call you
here,
I see that you got, you know what I'm saying, like a whole catalog of different songs, you know what I'm saying, that we can listen to.
Yeah.
So if y'all out there and y'all have a Reverb Nation account, go ahead and follow Lyrical from Dallas, Texas. You know what I'm saying? Follow her. It's just Lyrical, Dallas, Texas. You know what I'm saying? In the building. And make sure you follow her and share her music and everything. Add her, you know. Make sure you do that. And make sure you listen to Trophy Bitch. The track is called Trophy Bitch.
And y'all ain't know it's ReverbNation.com/lyricalmusic. Anybody can go and listen to the music, become a fan, become a friend. I'm all about collaborations. I fan back. I check out other people's music. You know, leave your feedback, leave your comments. Tell me something that you want to hear, and I can make it happen.
Yeah.
Okay. For sure. So we're going to follow you, though.
is it all right, Nick, you know what I'm saying, if I just give them like a little summary of your bio real quick?
That's fine. It's not a problem at all. Go ahead.
Okay. If y'all just now tuning in, you know, Lyrical, she pretty much explained how she got her name, but I'm going to give y'all a breakdown of it, okay? When you define the word lyrical, it's an adjective of poetry having a form of a song. This is the writer's feeling. Lyrical and lyricist coming straight out of the triple D, just as that, a poet who expresses feelings through songs. When you hear the transitions of the words as they fall off the tongue, it is of this true artist that you know in the industry that's been lacking, and you wonder, is the world really ready for lyrical music? Hey, that's deep right there. You know what I'm saying? Is the world ready for lyrical music? You know what I'm saying? Lyrical music is that working on her EP that will leave you satisfied from the first track to the last. You know what I'm saying? She got an 8-track, you know what I'm saying, EP, you know what I'm saying, choosing to hit you with the heavy bass so you can feel her heartbeat. You know what I'm saying? That's what's up with it. You've been compared to Queen Latifah, Yo-Yo, Mia X, Trina, and Biggie. That's what's up with it. You know what I'm saying? And I see a lot of that in you. I can see where your inspiration comes from, where that Lauryn Hill in you come in, too. You know what I'm saying? I see where that comes from, you know. And I respect all of that. And I respect the fact that you're humble enough as an MC, a lady MC, that can actually pay homage to the lady MC artist that's out right now can't even do that. You know what I'm saying? They ain't gonna, even if they swaggerjack you and take your swag, they ain't necessarily about to, you know, tell nobody, oh, yeah, I got myself Little Kim. You know, they're not about to say that. You know what I'm saying? They're not about
it's funny because a lot of them feel like, a lot of them today feel like, you know, I never want to get too big in the head to feel like didn't nobody, you know, influence you, because that's a lot. Everybody has been influenced by somebody, because, I mean, as far as female MCs goes, you wouldn't even be rapping had you not heard another female rap. You wouldn't know nothing about it. So, you know, a lot of times when I hear those females that say they're not influenced by this or that, you know, it's a bunch of bull, and, you know, it's a lot of fake people to me, and that's what I call a product. You know, you were made into something that you're not, so that you can, you know, so that you can make money and make sales, you know. And I'm just very realistic. And, you know, those women deserve so much more honor than what they get as far as music goes. And I want to bring back the music and the passion in the music. I want to bring that back because that's what made their music stand out. And, I mean, if everybody noticed, speaking of Lady of Rage, you got Kim, you got Foxy, you got you got Missy, you got MC Light, you got Rodiga, all of those women, Roxanne, I say, all of those women came in behind a man. It was always someone affiliated, a male rapper that still dominated. And even though, you know, they broke their way in and paved the way for women, you know, and if you notice, they all kind of went off once that male counterpart went off. And I don't want that to happen. So I feel like I'm trying my hardest than on my own 2 feet for females today, that we need to break in without, you know, without being behind a man. We need to break in on our own so that we can stand on our own when those other counterparts or affiliates leave. And that's the only way we're going to make this music our own, is to be able to do that by ourselves.
That's what's up right there. We have a caller that's calling in, caller 7386. You're live on Bang Out Radio.
What's up, Bang Out Radio? I want to give a shout-out to all the female MCs that's online right now on the air. You know, L.A. Drina, Lyrical, Lily, I heard you spitting, girl. This is your boy, Hocus Pocus, Fully Loaded, representing. You already know. Shout-out to all my fans. I hear y'all up on there. You know what I'm saying? I want to just weigh in my opinion on the female MCs. I'm really glad that y'all on here doing this like that on Fridays, you know what I'm saying? It's a lot of ladies that need to represent for this world, because without no women in this world, what would this world be, you know what I'm saying? And I appreciate y'all for just being the women that y'all are and standing up and holding it down for us men, you know what I'm saying? Because we need y'all out here.
Yeah, for real. That's for sure.
Appreciate
it. You couldn't have said it no better than that. we got a caller calling in 9796. You're live on Bengal Radio.
LA03. Message 4. The mobile customer
hey,
you have
Gina.
Called is unavailable or traveled outside the coverage area. Please try your call again later. LA03. Mensaje 4. El cliente del móvil donde usted está llamando no está disponible o está viajando fuera del área de cobertura. Por favor, intente su llamada nuevamente después. LA03. Message 4. The mobile customer you have called is unavailable or traveled outside the coverage area. Please try your call again later. LA03. Mensaje 4. El cliente del móvil donde usted está llamando no está disponible o está viajando fuera del área de cobertura. Por
pero
favor, intente su llamada nuevamente
so
después.
Numbers.
Real my boy, used to call him Pow Pow, but now it's Air Roy. Used to say for Sheezy, now it's for Shizzle. Cool, cooler than the other side of the pillow. Used to rock a swat when I was Pow. Now look at my watch, what's your perpetual? Might not be a Tyler, but I can stack it. So if you're a turd like a thief, if I really mean it.
When these ain't popping off like they used to, gotta thank you. Talking about some real hood niggas with me make it dangerous. Now I'm a little bit more wise, a little more famous. Bet you they gon' give me plenty awards after I'm gone. So jump up out your bed with some swag and bang my phone. Bowie installed direct TV game, it's with my brain cells. Now I'm signing autographs, and I take it very well. Oh, you know I'm the real McCoy, jump up and down, say, oh boy, who she be? Miss Toy, get it wrong, get destroyed. Ain't a game, get it straight, really can't penetrate. Perpetrate every day, running all your friends away. Hit a corner where you been, taking care of all you can. Ain't no more dough to spend, coming to a quick end. Feeling better every day, another chance of getting paid. Original game, get it, I'll be here today. In the battle, intended on doing bodily harm, and that's what happened. Ain't no more free food, we can't be napping. But if you're good at that, they're yapping, you get to cap it. They used to call me bad girl when I was in the bad world, but something about my swagger swag made them have to love you, girl. Bossy ass, Miss Toy,
OG.
If you went to Eaglewood, oh, for sure you know of me. Work yourself, but I make it happen with my team, though. Why you think I started, huh? Making up.
Y'all with that Miss Toy and Fia Lamour, you know what I'm saying? They doing their thing out here, you know what I'm saying, making good music. Fia Lamour, you know what I'm saying, Bay Area representative, you know, she will be out there in the ATL doing her thing, you know. So I want to know, Lyrical, do you affiliate with female MCs like that's in your community?
Previously with any of the songs that I've done, so far as my music or anyone else's music, I haven't had the chance to collaborate with any females, actually. What I've actually been on an adventure, basically, I'm trying to find plenty of female artists in my community as well as outside my community so that I can do collaborations with them. I'm very open. I know there's some, as far as like EXO Music out of Dallas, there's some ladies, Unique. A lot of the females that I have come in contact with that I am interested in doing collaborations with. So you'll hear it very soon. Me and a lot of the other females joining up, teaming up, you know, just showing this music how we do it. It's not a problem at all. I love to collab with people, period. but I am looking right now to collab with females. So I am looking for more female artists to get to know, to get to contact, come in contact with, so that we can collab.
So that's what's up with it. That's what's up. You know, I really, you know, dig your style and everything. I want you to get a chance to check out my style of rapping, too. That way, you know, we could get together. You know, I got a few female MCs, you know, that I'm working with on a compilation, mm-hmm. you know, for a coast-to-coast Fenty movement, you know, mixtape, you know, where I send out an invite.
I saw that.
You saw it? Okay. Well, that's what's up with it. You know, I really want, you know, I wanted to, you know, give everybody time, you know, everybody working on so many different things in their career, you know, right now. But definitely I want to launch that rocket at the first of the year, you know what I'm saying, and do this mixtape project / video, you know, DVD, you know, series where it's like the female MCs, they describe and they grind and hustle from coast to coast with it, you know what I'm saying? I got female MCs in France,
sure.
You know, Lil Nicole Young, I talk to her a lot. And we're going to collaborate on that. She's out there in Paris, France. I got a chick in South Africa, a few chicks in the Midwest, chicks in ATL, a chick up in Jersey, you know what I'm saying? And chicks
yeah.
down up there in, you know, Shreveport, Louisiana. We need a Texas chick, though, you know what I'm saying?
Of course. And I would love to do it. That truly will be a coast-to-coast mixtape. I would love to do that.
Yeah. You know, and I think, you know, the difference in this mixtape invite that sets itself apart from a lot of mixtapes that female, I've noticed a lot of people doing those mixtapes, the all-female mixtapes and stuff. That's because, you know, nobody knows where the females are in hip-hop and they think they're extinct. But this whole project, the goal behind it is to just show everybody that this grind has never went anywhere. It still exists. We still in the booth. We still sweating it out. We still having 2 days without no shower, trying to work on one hit record. You feel me? We still doing it, you know, and we ain't win nowhere. So, you know, we just describing the grind and the hustle of all the lady MCs in the game. You know what I'm saying? We're gonna give them visual footage of us in our own neck of the woods. You know what I'm saying? From South Central to Watts to Compton. To Riverdale, you know what I'm saying, to Chicago, you know what I'm saying, we trying to do it like that, you know what I'm saying, and mainly, you know, just to unify us, and another thing is this, we're all in agreement to it. It ain't no Little Kim voice joined it with Nicki Minaj's on this, you know what I'm saying, you know how they'll try to make it seem like we did a track together when we don't even like each other, you know what I'm saying? But this is actually going to show that we voluntarily doing this on our own, you know, because they always want us to be in beef with each other and, you know, and show
exactly.
that we
don't. Exactly, and that was my whole point earlier when you know, we were talking and speaking on Nicki Minaj, because, you know, you never want people to get the wrong idea to think, you know, think somebody will take what you say and turn, oh, she beefing, oh, she this and she this and that. And it's never that. I mean, it's never that with me anyway, because I have so much respect for any artist, especially female artists. That's why, you know, I'm not going to knock her for what she's doing, you know, but I am true to myself, and you know, I do have to be honest, you know, she's not one of my favorites, I'm going to put it that way,
okay.
As far as when it comes to music.
I ain't going to lie either, girl. Like, I would be fake if I said that she was, you know what I'm saying? All the little youngsters around me, they love her and they think that she's so original. I do believe that she got bars, though. I feel like she got bars. I feel like she, you know, when she was in her hungry phase of her career, when nobody knew about her and she was an indie artist, I feel like her grind was strong. I feel like she was true to herself. Despite the fact that she was a stud MC, you know, I respected that because of the fact that, you know, it's not so much about your sexuality, but it makes a difference whether you display that you're comfortable with your own sexuality. If you're gay, then be gay. If you're a stud, then be a damn stud. Don't turn into
that's my thing as far as respect. Be who you are in your music. Don't let nobody come in, because I'll be damned if anybody don't come to a lyrical. She got to write this a certain way and say this a certain way. Lyrical's going to do it how lyrical want to do it, and you can take it or leave it. You can like it or you not like it. It ain't going to stop me from doing me. And that's the part as far as for me. That's why it's almost like it's something missing to me when I hear of her or I see of her. I don't really hear a lot of her music because, you know, I mean, I don't listen to the radio too much because they play the same things, you know, the same people. You know, so I try to listen to people that are doing real music, people that's not being seen, because like you say, when everybody's hungry in the beginning, that's when everybody is at their best. And where we go wrong at is once we get to where we think we want to be at, we stop giving that drive, we stop giving that determination, and we stop putting that passion in our music, because then it goes to our head. We think we too rich or we too paid or we too known to give the people real talent and real music that comes from our hearts and not what somebody else is trying to make us sell to these people.
Yeah, so what I want to ask you is, where do you see your career within a year from now?
My career, where I see my career within a year from now, I want people to not only know me, I want people to know my music. And a year from now, people will know my music. A year from now, I will be traveling. A year from now, you will hear Lyrical. You will see Lyrical everywhere. That's the way I see it. That's the way I'm going to see it. That's the way I'm going to achieve it. A year from now, I'm just going to still be in the beginning of building my own enterprise, my own empire, my own self, you know, my self-image, everything. And a year from now, I want to be able to go somewhere, somebody still fly on me and say, oh, yeah, that's Lyrical. Oh, yeah, she got fit. You know what I'm saying? She got talent. What she talks about is real. And that's where a year from now, that's where I'm going to be at. I'm going to be touring around. I'm going to be doing shows everywhere, giving people love everywhere around the world. That's where I'm going to be at a year from now.
Yeah, that's what's up. You know, I want to ask you this. This is a question that you probably won't ever get asked again in your career. But I want to ask you, as you advance and reach your fullest potential in your entire career that you want to reach, I know that you are a driven person and you are going to keep excelling to your full-out potential. But when you reach that point in your career where there's satisfaction, you're financially comfortable, and you're respected in your career and out in the public eye, if you reach that amount of success in your career to where you're now a public figure and people are looking at you, you know, for guidance in their career as a female hip-hop artist, you know, what would you have to say to them to give them words of encouragement? And not only that, would you be willing as a female MC to put other female MCs on in the game?
Oh, that's a must. That's a must, because in order for your legend and your history to continue, somebody has to carry it on. So that's always a must. If at any point in time when I do, not even if, when I do reach my full potential and I feel like, you know, I've done all I can as far as expressing myself, the music won't stop, we know that. But what I'm going to do is I'm going to take everything that I learned along the way, everything that I've come to accomplish, all the opportunities, and I'm going to give that back and make it a little bit easier for the next female that was in my position before to be able to achieve all those things and more. It's always about giving back. The cycle won't continue unless it keeps going around. And so where I see myself when I reach that level, I see myself, you know, maybe building even my own label, maybe an all-female label, you know, just things of that nature to where females make a revolution. I want to be able to host a group of females, bring them in for auditions, put out, you know, several mixtapes, CDs with all of these women, all these females, empowering them to share their music with the world. That's what I see myself doing. I see myself, you know, bridging those contacts with people, hosting these, you know, different events where people can come and showcase themselves and music, giving back financially so that they can have the funds to do that. Because a lot of the times, even with my own situation, I'm going to be honest, a lot of the times we can't do a lot of what we need to do when we need to do it because at that moment in time we don't have the money for it. And so I feel like the only way, you know, for me to even appreciate all the success that is to come is to give back to others so they can reach that same success or even better.
That's what sucks. So as a female MC, how do you feel about the state of the hip hop game right now, and do you think that we have potential to evolve to something greater than what we are right now?
Right now with hip hop right now, I think a lot of the genre labels have been taken out of context. Like I said, everyone has their own style. No one's knocking dance music, and, you know, nobody's knocking it at all because I dance to it, so I love it too, you know. I'm just going to be real, you know. Everybody talks down on it, but they're the same ones in the club shaking their ass to it, so I'm just going to be honest. I love dance music, you know. But I feel like right now hip-hop has turned into it's turned into something that is more for fun and money versus something that's used to influence people in a positive way, something that's used to give our people, you know, our kind, give our people an outlet, something to express themselves with. It's turned more into labels and money. You know, people making songs, people getting on the radio because they bribing DJs and, you know, they paying for this and paying for that, and everybody want to play what's hot right now, what's a fad right now. But right now in hip hop, we don't have a younger generation that looks to be long standing. All we see now is this fad, something that's hot today. I'm gonna speak on Dallas in general because that's what I know best. A lot of the artists out of Dallas, there's been plenty of them that's had, you know, major hits on the radio, you know, everywhere. Everybody know their name, and they had that one hit, and they're not going nowhere, and it stops right there, and you know, they become a local celebrity. And a lot of hip-hop right now, that's what's happening with everybody. You see everybody got this one major hit, and everybody stops. You know, and people got to realize nobody's selling records anymore. Everything is over the internet. Nobody sells records anymore. You got to focus on internet sales because too many people can bootleg CDs and burn this and burn that. You know what I'm saying? So a lot of our focus is in the wrong area. I feel like it's changing. It is evolving. And I feel a lot of people are starting to miss the real music that was appreciated, and a lot of people are realizing that, but too many talented people that truly have something to say that are being ignored. And there's too many people, you know, that are taking music for granted, that really don't appreciate it. It's not a passion. It's not what they love. It's not what they want to do. That it's a hobby to them, and they're taking advantage of it. And the people that truly deserve a lot of shine are not getting it. And I think a lot of people are realizing that. And it's evolving and it's changing because people like you, Aladrina, Bang Out Radio, you know, a lot of our indie artists, our indie artist supporters that are really supporting us, we are really about to make a movement. We are in a movement right now because you have all the artists that are coming together, and we're not standing for it anymore. And we're just letting everybody know we will be seen and we will be heard. And,
that's
you
right.
know, I feel like it's changing. It's changing. It's going to change for the better, and I'm going to make sure I'm a part of that.
That's what's up. I mean, y'all hearing it right here on Bang Out Radio. If you're just now tuning in to the show, you know, we getting down to the last 23 minutes of the show, but I'm going to introduce y'all to one of Dallas' finest female MCs by the name of Lyrical. Check her out on Reverb Nation. Check her out on Facebook. You know, look her up. You know, give them the link to your direct website.
Okay. Well, I'm gonna just give you all a little taste of everything. You can find me on reverbnation.com/lyrical music. You can find me on Facebook. My artist page is facebook.com/lyrical music1. That's the number, not the word. Or you can just friend me on Facebook at facebook.com/lyrical music. Also, you can contact me by email at lyricalmusicnow@yahoo.com. L.A. Jimmy, y'all make sure y'all get that information so we can go ahead and collab. We got a lot of people that want to collab. Hit me in the email. I'm not one of those people that are, you know, obliged to collabing with others. I support all artists. I want us all to make a movement. So contact me on Facebook. Contact me on Reverb. Contact me on my email. Again, lyricalmusicnow@yahoo.com. We're going to make things happen. And like I said, if you don't know me now, you will know me soon. So I just think it's better if y'all know me sooner than later. So
man,
that's all I had to say on that note.
It don't get no better than that, Dallas Finest in the building. You know, I'm going to hit y'all with a track of hers, you know what I'm saying, right here. If y'all just now tuning in, y'all missed this track. And I'm about to get some more, so I will be contacting your manager so I can get, you know, some more tracks from you, you know. And
okay.
Definitely, we about to have you in rotation on Bang Out Radio Monday through Friday. We're doing it like that.
All right.
You know, Saturdays is our R&B show, you know. But I know if you got tracks with R&B incorporated in them, those chicks, they're
going to
tell you stuff. You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, you know, we support, you know, everything about the indie artist. You know, if you are an indie artist and you're listening in to the show, you know, we support you too. So submit your music to ladrina.bangoutradio@gmail.com. Add me to Facebook. www.facebook.com/purethick. That's PUREPHICC. You know what I'm saying? And not just that, I'm about to hit y'all with some lyrical music right here on Bang Out Radio. So don't go nowhere. You know, we having a good time, you know. Shoot, I guess tomorrow's my birthday, so I will be, you know, celebrating that at one of the local clubs out here in the Antelope Valley. So if y'all out here in the AV, hit me up. You know, I got some friends out there in LA. You know, they're trying to get it popping this weekend. So I might be in the city, too, this weekend. So if y'all in LA with it, you know what I'm saying, just hit me up on Facebook, Twitter or something. And, you know, just let me know where it is, you know, where the function at. But we say in LA, what's the function? What's the function? All right, so, okay, here we go. We got Lyrical right here on Bang Out Radio.
closer, you can suck my swagger, but don't bite it. You would say, go ahead, I go fair. I'm insane like a psycho with no man, to make it with no dread. It's unlikely that you could spin my s***, but you want to sit beside me. Don't see that I'm icy, but I got a reason why you spin them lyrics with no text. You had a season, so you made me hate it when it ain't my fault that I was born with this. Didn't have to be tough, and you be thinking of that I done already thought. My lyrics stick with a cold, and that can't be cold. You will never be, never, ever, ever be me. You will never be, never, ever, ever be me. You will never be, never, ever be, never, ever be, never, ever be.
Yeah, that was my girl right there. You know what I'm saying? Lyrical, shout out to you for that hot fire track right there. You know?
Thank you, thank you.
Yeah, we got a caller that's calling in right now. Caller 5398, you're live on Bang Out Radio. What's the deal?
Oh, yeah, it's the West Coast caller. Call it back, you know. Name, Bingo, West L.A.
What's your name?
My name Bingo. They call me Bingo on the street, B-I-N-G-O.
That's what's up with it. You know, that's what's up. And I appreciate you, you know, supporting this artist right here, fine, fine artist. You know, you got to check her Reverb Nation out. She's a hot, hot artist, you know what I'm saying?
Okay.
So, they should check her music out, share it, you know. We got to share all everybody, you know, the indie artists out there that's doing something major and they on their grind and hustle, you know. Is there any shout-outs you want to give out, Lyrical?
Oh, yeah. Oh, okay.
Yeah, I want to shout-out, you know what I'm saying, I want to shout-out to my count, Mr. Long Records, you know what I'm saying, Mr. Lawton, shout-out to you, shout-out to Big Bro, Lil Kane, shout-out to Hook, I see you. I want to shout-out to my manager, Mika, for Acid Rain Entertainment. If you need to contact me or my manager, and also for you, Electric, anybody that's trying to contact me or contact my manager, her phone number is 214-793-8814. You can also contact me at lyricalmusicnow@yahoo.com. I just want to shout out to all the people that are supporting, supporting indie artists, supporting females, MCs, supporting my music. I want to give y'all a special thank you. You guys are not forgotten. We wouldn't be able to do this without you all. Shout out to all the callers, Bingo. Shout out to you. Shout out to you, LA Dreamer. Shout out to everybody. Everybody that's listening right now. Much love from Lyrical coming out of the Triple D, Dirty Dallas, Texas,
hey.
In the building.
All right, that's
yeah,
why, that's why.
What about you, Bigo? What's up with you? Want to give a shout out?
Yeah, I got to give a shout out to the Hall of Fully, all this fan, me up. My nigga, Cognac, you know. Shout out to that,
yeah,
Bigo.
Shout out to Fully Loaded. You know, I see y'all out there, Yak the Ripper. You know what I'm saying? You'll be back on Bang Out Radio on Tuesdays. You know what I'm saying? That's what's up with it. The whole Fully Loaded family, you know, Young Noel. I see y'all doing y'all thing out there. Shout out to Dopey, too. He's been listening to
the show. We all in the streets, though, with it, too, man. You know, Fully Loaded, that's a street thing, too, though. You know, so we all here.
That's what's up with it. Caller 2957, you're live on Bang Out Radio.
It's the D-O-P-I. What's good? It's Dopey, man.
What's going with it, man? What you got going on?
Chilling. Music, and more music. Just call to, you know, support Lyrical and what she doing and everything. You know what I mean?
Thanks.
I caught the show, like at the end, about 30 minutes ago, but I heard some of the stuff, and I love what you're doing.
Thank you very much. That's much appreciated. Thank you.
Thanks for everything that the internet listening to us for now.
So we just showing like you said, showing mass support to everybody doing their thing. You know, it's hard being independent, but as long as we support each other, somebody gonna rise up out of this. You know what I mean?
That's right. So what's up, Delphi? What you got going on with yourself? What's good with you?
Well, you know, Cali Warning Mixtape is available right now. You know, you can contact me on Facebook. D-O-P-I is easy to spell. Got the Vacant Corner Mixtape coming out early next year. It's done. I got a banger. I'm going to try to get Lyrical on it. I got Poke on a few joints. Anti-Lily. Yeah, she said already. Anti-Lily is on a joint. He's out from Texas. C-Dub. It's from Texas. I'm doing a lot of things with artists from out that way because I might be moving out that way. So I ain't going to say bye to AV yet, but I might be headed out the way to the Midwest. I'm getting crazy support out that way. So we'll see.
All right. That's
what's
up with it. You know
what I mean?
That's
but y'all support my girl Lyrical, man, and you know, this show is about her right now. Support Bang Out our Radio. You know, and just keep, let's support each other, you guys.
Yeah, we're going to support all our black people out there. You know, support each other.
Yeah, I appreciate that, Dopey, you know what I'm saying? And tell that songbird I said what's up with it. you know.
Yeah, Desiree Clarissa, take this Silver Tone version right now. You can find it. Rihanna's on the joint and everything. But again, you know, search me on Facebook, DLPPI. You know, y'all can get the mixtape for free, 22 joints. You know, I think I'm like about 250 with the downloads right now, all myself. Really, nobody, you know, pushing it. I mean, I got support, but nobody pushing it and everything. So I got Noah Jones. Y'all gonna get his mixtape right now. That's out. So, and just look at the stuff that the people that's on my mixtape and what they're doing. You know, I don't have to say what I do to people that's on my mixtape. You know, look what they're doing. Yeah, man. So, yeah, Miracle, let's get in that studio. Let's make the world mad.
let's do it. You already know, y'all. Like I say, any collaboration, I'm down for it. Ain't no thing. Send me an email, lyricalmusicnow@yahoo.com. Shit, y'all can call me 214-916-0361. First time ever given on air. Don't be calling me. I ain't talking about no music either. No.
But that's something I want to do too. I want to give a big shout out to you, like Junior. You doing it, real talk. You really doing it. Like
that
a lot of the, and I'm not sure who runs that FemC page, but like. I stay on it every day just to see who's hot.
I see that. I see that all the time on there.
That FemC page, if y'all sleeping on it, y'all need to add it. Because actually, I seen a link to Bang Out Radio on there today. So any females that's listening, even males, man, some of these females make me pick my pen back up. I'm telling you, dude. You know what I mean? But LA, you know.
Shout out to that FemC page. They showed me much love on there before. I see a lot of chicks. I've been seeing a lot of them doing it on the game. Like you say, they posting some on there every day. They got females out of nowhere, out of everywhere, out of the woodwork coming out, slamming on dudes.
Yeah, I don't see females that's hot in South Dakota right now. You feel me? So, I really dig that. I see the 404 is in the building, y'all. We got to take this call right here. 0644, you're live on Bang Out Radio.
What it do for L.A. Drina? What's up, birthday girl? Bang Out Radio, it's your boy, Mr. Pills, in the building. What's good?
Man, we getting it in with this. We getting it with the triple D's in the building. You are
triple D in the building.
You already know. What's Gucci with you?
Really, you know, we got a saying when people say something we agree with, we tell them triple D that.
Hey, y'all got to sue this southern boy, you know what I'm saying? I appreciate
it.
Right on, already. So what's going on, bang out? What's happening?
Man, we enjoyed this nice show, the Coast Movement was another successful show where we got a chance to platform and introduce the West Coast to my girl right here, Lyrical, straight out of Dallas, Texas, you know what I'm saying, doing a radio, you know, got it going on, got some shows and stuff lined up all in NYC, you know what I'm saying, about to do a gig out there in NYC. I wish you so many blessings and success on your show, sister. You know what I mean?
Thank
For real.
We've been invited back to Big Brother Chain. We're just on 106 in Park in March, and, you know, we're going back to NYC to do it again, you know, doing the
big.
Right. So I really appreciate you guys. West Coast be showing me so much love on Reverb.
Yeah,
I still love everybody. I just want to thank everybody, though. But, L.A. Jimmy, for real, though, hit me up on the mixtape. Anybody hit me up on the collab. I really appreciate it being on the show today. I really appreciate y'all's support. We're going to keep at it. I support you all as well. Give me all the info I need to go on there and blow your pages up.
Okay.
Keep that support going.
Yeah. I really give it to you, you know. shout out to all the listeners out there that are listening to Bang Out Radio today. You know, our show
Bang Out Radio like that.
But, you know, I'm getting the feels, you know. Give them, let this Foxy Mama right here know what's good with your album and what's all that you got going out there, that buzz that you got going on in the ATL. Let them know what's, where to find your music and all that stuff at.
Yeah, well, you know, you can Facebook me, Reverb, Twitter, you know what I'm saying, Mr. P-I-L-L-Z, you know what I'm saying, the Dope Boy, you know, big things popping, you know what I'm saying. I got this new hit I'm finna do with my boy Deuce Poppy from Slip and Slide. You know what I'm saying, just so much. The Who Drinking, Who Smoking video doing real well, you know what I'm saying. Just a whole lot of things, just truly blessed, you know what I'm saying. And definitely looking for people to work with, you know, real people that got real ambitions, but, you know, it's right here. Yeah. Not just for the check, but for the love of it, you know what I'm saying? So,
that's,
you know, this real deal, Mr. Pills in the building. Yes, the Dope Boy, ATL's finest, Zone 3, Cali Park. And I'm going to definitely be hollering at you, you know what I'm saying? We definitely going to be putting it down, so. Like I say, Facebook, you know what I'm saying? Hey, whatever you want to do, just go look up Mr. Pills and you ain't going to miss me. That's for sure.
That's what's up. I want to hit y'all with a YVE track, you know what I'm saying? Because YVE, she, you know what I'm saying, she do her thing, you know, to try to support everything I do, you know, and I really love her so much. She the first person that introduced me to Medusa Cali Frame, you know what I'm saying? So, hey! I want to play a track for her so y'all can hear her music and see what she's sounding like. You know what I'm saying?
We don't jack, we shot, we pop, boom, the laugh.
it. They try to put it on me, I tell them to keep it. I'm calling on these bitches, see them tips that leak in backseat of my cat mate, especially for freaking. My girl so fine, it's sickening. Leave all you niggas bickering. When I see your girl, I'm snickering. She look thirsty like young Timberland. Ha ha, yeah, you don't got the heart to lose now. How you thinking you gon' fall confused now? I'm mobbing quick to the bricks, you see me. Why be eating the MBCC? And you don't wanna start shit with me. I had them bruises on your ass like Quigley. You can't take what I got, cause I make me. Nah, nigga can't see me. We hot with no stop, we rock, we don't stop, we shout, we pop.
Donations. I'm also going to be hosting a little show. I'm going to be interviewing some other artists
out of the D and some other people around that got some other hidden talents and things like that. So we keeping it real busy. Hopefully I'm probably be doing a show this weekend somewhere. I got some hits in my inbox from some folks, so somewhere I'm gonna be doing some stuff somewhere.
So it is lyrical. Is it lyrical?
Yeah, my name is Lyrical, and you can hit me up on Facebook, facebook.com/lyricalmusic, or that's if you want to friend me, my artist page is Lyrical Music 1, with the number 1 at the top. You can catch me on reverbnation.com/lyricalmusic. Follow me on Twitter, @lyrical_music. You can email me at lyricalmusicnow@yahoo.com. Shout out to Bang Out Radio, Electrino, YBZ, Dopey, Bingo, everybody that's calling in today. All my supporters, shout out to Nicola Richard, Dr. Rain, Entertainment, Lil Kane, Cole, Mika, Fat, everybody. I just want to thank all of y'all for y'all's support. Don't forget about me because you're going to see me soon.
That's right. I just want to say this real fast. 2029. Let's go with it. It's all good. You know, we got to have more time with you on the air. You know what I'm saying? A caller, you know, they appreciate you calling me into the show, too. You know, and letting us do an interview on you. I definitely have been enlightened even more. It's making me pay attention more to what's going on in that third coast, you know what I'm saying, over there in Dallas, Texas, you know. And I'm definitely going to be following your career, and I wish you all the success in the world with your career and everything. And I do plan on connecting with you. I gave YVE your hookup. She's in a meeting right now, but she definitely told me to let you know that he's going to contact you too as well, you know, so that's what's up with it.
Okay, yeah. I'll contact and get at me anytime. I'd love to be on the show anytime. I'm going to be tuning in. I'm going to be listening to you guys. I really give you some major support, and on behalf of all indie artists, male and female, I just want to thank y'all for that.
Yeah, that's what's up with it. But we'll definitely be in touch too. And thank you so much, Dopey, for calling into the show.
No problem. I just want to say that to Lyrical and you, Alexina, real quick. I know you pressed for time. Both you guys, never change. Like, Lyrical, you doing that car wash and stuff like that for your community, it makes me like you and support you so much more.
Thank you. So never
change. I mean, real quick, say for instance you like the Jay-Z, right, and you go to meet Jay-Z, or you've been supporting him and you go meet him and he's an a-hole, you don't want to support that person, so continue to go out to your community and support your community like that. It makes your community like you and support you so much more. So continue to do that. I just want to say God bless you for that. We need more people to do them type of things.
Thank you. I'll make sure to take heed to that advice. I'm always keep that real, keep in mind always.
It is always remember, the people is who make you. No matter how big you get the people to back you, it's nothing nobody can't stop you. So you continue to keep that good work up and support your community, they'll support you back.
That's right. And what I always remember, if you ever get too big, you ain't going to never have no room to expand. So we're going to always keep
there you
in
go.
Mind. Keep the big and grow big and get the big and stuff.
Exactly. Me liking
I'm
going
to have to use that for my Facebook status.
It's not LA Gina having a radio station and having a blog talk and this and that. I like her so much as a person first. That's why I share the radio station. That's why I influence people to come in. A few weeks ago when Poco was on, LA Gina, you even know me and Poco had just did a joint together.
Yeah, I didn't know that.
So just remember, you guys, the people is who make you. Just remember that they keep God first, and people will support you in that asset, too.
That's real. You said some real true words, man. So, I mean, we gonna sign off right now, and I appreciate y'all for calling into the show. I really appreciate the interview, sister, and definitely I will be in touch with you for sure. We got to collaborate, you know. And I'll end up sharing a link my music, you know, so you can hear a few of my bars, you know.
Ooh, I'm going to put it on my wall right now so they can just go find it. Now, what you think about that?
Yeah, because I think my wall's not as easy to find as hers, you know what I'm saying? But if you look up L.A. Drina, if you go to my fan page, L.A. Drina, you'll see my Reverb Nation. It pops up right there.
Okay.
So you can hear some mixtape stuff that I got on there, you know? Definitely, you know.
So I'll do that right after the show.
I'm going to fan you on Reverb Nation tonight, too. I'm about to fan you on there, too.
Right.
You know?
I got you.
Yep. And L.A. Drina, you got a lyrical number and stuff? Yep, I got her number. I'm going to text it
okay.
to you.
Yeah, text it to me so I can get her email directly so I can send her that joint and everything. So let's get
in,
you guys. Keep the good work up.
All right. That's
thank you guys for having me.
You, too. Bye.
West Side, Dallas in the building. West peace. Side.
Triple D in the building.
Triple D is in here.
Triple D in the building. That's what it is. Hey. All right, sorry,
yeah.
I'll be good.
All right,
you too, girlie. All right, bye.